Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryce Harper, it's time to go pay him. It's time to end this charade. Just finish this. I don't care about overpaying. I don't care about John Middleton's money. I don't care about their valuation of the player. This whole offseason was built for one thing, to finish it with Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. They chose to walk away from Machado. I think that was the right decision. But now they have to finish it with Bryce Harper. Before we go back to the phone lines, 888-729-9494, we're going to have a couple minutes called Soapbox. Soapbox something. Soapbox segment?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure, sure. I'm going to get on a soapbox right now because there's something that I hear every day. I mean, it's not just once or twice. It's not once or twice a week. It is every day someone says to me in some capacity, whether it is in the hallway here, whether it is on Twitter, whether it is on the phone lines during the show, somewhere, a text message from a friend, someone every day says to me, they just wait for Mike Trout. Forget about overpaying Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. What if they won? Just wait for Mike Trout. He's better anyway. And while he's clearly better anyway, the idea of the Phillies after this offseason they've had, after the team they've built, after artificially pumping up their contention window to now, trading for a catcher using their best prospect to get that catcher, the idea of them waiting two full years for Mike Trout to maybe become a free agent isn't just not smart. It is absurd. It is absurd. This game they're playing right now is set up for them to win. The Yankees aren't involved. The Red Sox aren't involved. The Dodgers don't care. The Giants don't seemingly want to go to a long-term deal. The Cubs don't have any money. In 2 years, when Mike Trout is out there, all these teams that didn't spend on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, guess what they're going to do? They're going to bid on the best player maybe ever. If you think this is difficult, if you think this is a challenge, Matt Klentak, just wait till Mike Trout becomes a free agent. So the idea of getting Mike Trout, I don't care if he grew up how many miles from here, will not be easy. If the New York Yankees are saving their pennies and they say, Mike Trout's the best player in the last 50 or 60 years, we're going to give him $600 million. What are the Phillies going to do if we're haggling over 300 versus 330 now? This is not going to be easy to get Mike Trout as we all want to make it to be. We also don't know if he's going to become a free agent. Like it's become this, oh, well, he's just definitely leaving the Angels. And I think he probably will. And I think he will probably test free agency. But we don't know that. It's the unknown. It's also 2 years away. It's also 2 years away, which means they have to spend the next 2 years just being okay. And by then, let's look at the Phillies 2 years from now. Jean Segura is 31. Is he still a good defensive shortstop at 31? Probably not. JT Realmuto is 30 and needs to get paid. He's a free agent the same time as Mike Trout. Is he worth a lot of money as a 30-year-old catcher? Probably not. When the Phillies need another arm in their rotation because it's only Nola and a bunch of question marks, oh, wait, there's no Sixto Sanchez anymore. They already cashed that chip in. There's no stud ace coming through the system. Everything they've done was for now, not for 2 years from now, for hope. Andrew McCutchen will be 35 and probably done as a regular. David Robertson will be 36 and probably done as an impact reliever. Everything you're excited about now will be different 2 years from now when Mike Trout possibly becomes a free agent. And let's not forget their age. Mike Trout then, in 2 years, will be 29. You think he's just going to say, hey guys, I grew up rooting for the Phillies. I'm cool with the 5-year deal. No, he's going to want 10, just like everybody else wants 10. So guess what the Phillies will be paying for Mike Trout? And I hope they get him. They're going to be paying for Mike Trout's decline. And it probably won't be a great contract. And he's probably going to have to move off of center field in a couple years of the deal. That's just the reality of it. Bryce Harper's 26. Like what's a smarter bet? Harper now for 10 or Trout maybe in 2 years for 10? Harper's the better bet.
And you can have both of them.
So why? There's no rule that you cannot get Trout if you get Harper.
The people that say this, it's just insane. Like, why wouldn't you just get Harper now and then also pay for Trout?
Because everyone wants to apologize for the Phillies walking away, and I'm not going to sit here and do it. All right, so that's my soapbox as I just can't believe all of the let's walk away from Bryce Harper stuff. Jack, what's your soapbox?
The thing that has annoyed me the most in the last couple days, well, mostly today, is the pay him whatever crowd, which is just borderline insane. They're like, well, pay him $400, $500 million. There's no salary cap in baseball. Well, there's a luxury tax, which is basically a salary cap. So enough with that argument. And paying him whatever is stupid. It is stupid because you can't pay anyone else on your team. Like, I think Bryce Harper's a great player, but I'm not paying him more than like 100+ million more than I have to, just so I can get him in camp right now. Like,
there is a line.
But like, the people are like, well, I'm just paying $400 million. It's not my money. What?
No one should overpay by hundreds of millions of dollars.
But that's just, it's crazy to me, and it's driving me crazy. The pay him whatever is just it's just stupid. That's not how you build a team. That is not how you build a team.
Especially because we don't know yet if John Middleton's going to pay the luxury tax. He better, because I think it's very hard to pay good players and be in a big market and not pay the luxury tax. We'll see. I'm at the point now where I don't care what they pay him. I'm assuming it's not going to get to that point you're talking about, but like 325 versus 350 versus 347, it's irrelevant to me. Just pay him.
That's completely different. I'm talking about people like, well, I'll just pay him 400, 500, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Give him a flat billion.
Yeah, well, and then there's also the people that are like, hey, give Boris 48 hours to decide if he wants to take the contract.
Oh, the take it or leave it crowd.
The take it or leave it crowd is also insane. What if he just leaves it?
Yeah, let's stare down the barrel of the most powerful agent in baseball and say, take it or leave it, bud. Yeah. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to leave it.
Listen, I'm just saying that's an adorable idea. It's an adorable idea.
You know what it is? It's the kind of idea that comes from someone that thinks they have a better option. Boris will look back at the Phillies and say, Nick Williams is your right fielder. And if you don't like him, it's Aaron Altair. Good luck with the fans in Philadelphia when they're not showing up. They're not going to bully Scott Boris. They might eventually get him to cave in. They're not going to bully Scott Boris. I guarantee you that. Mike's.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.